It's like how everybody complains about the weather, but nobody can actually do anything about it. That's kind of what the aerospace supply chain feels like right now. It's frustrating. And honestly, it impacts everyone, right?
Everybody.
So today we're going to dive deep into this whole thing.
Okay.
Like, why can a single missing part ground a whole plane? How did this industry that's, built on precision and planning get so fragile so quickly? And most importantly, what are people doing to try and fix it?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So the source material for this deep dive is this piece from Aviation Maintenance Magazine. It was published back in September of 2021. So that's like post-peak COVID, right when the aviation industry was
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
desperate to rebound, but like facing these huge headwinds.
Huge. Yeah.
So let's like imagine for a second, okay, in a perfect world, you've got airlines, MROs, and OEMs all placing their parts orders like a well-oiled machine.
Smooth as silk.
Manufacturers are churning out parts.
Yeah.
Everyone's happy.
Everybody wins.
But
That's not really how it goes, is it?
no, not quite.
What's going
And
on?
so the article points to this trend of cost cutting, right? In the aerospace sector, companies slim down their parts inventories
Yeah, to save money.
to boost those profit margins.
Makes sense.
And then on top of that, you've got the rise of these single source deals
Oh, I see.
where a company relies on just one supplier
Oh, boy.
for a specific part.
That's risky.
Very risky, yeah. It's like putting all your eggs in one very fragile basket.
And someone just sneezed in the general direction of that basket.
Exactly.
And this quote from Rusky Coleman, who's a VP at this tech company called Surshare,
Oh,
it really stuck with me.
what'd he say? He said, "When you are sitting in an aircraft at the gate, waiting because the part to fix it is unavailable, that's the impact." Like, we've all been that passenger,
Yeah.
anxiously waiting,
Absolutely.
watching the minutes tick by.
It's the worst.
Yeah, and the article really emphasized how far these ripples travel.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, fewer new parts orders
Right.
means manufacturers have less incentive to produce, right?
Especially for older aircraft, which is a whole other can of
Right,
worms.
so then it impacts the airline's profitability, impacts passenger satisfaction.
Of course.
The whole travel experience takes a hit.
Yeah.
It even affects the industry's ability to recover from these major disruptions, right?
Absolutely. It's all connected.
Like a domino effect. One
Exactly.
thing leads to another,
Yeah.
and suddenly there's chaos at the airport.
It's a mess.
Speaking of chaos,
Uh-oh.
let's talk about what happened
Okay.
when a certain global pandemic
Oh, boy.
decided to throw a wrench in the works.
Yeah.
Buckle up, things are about to get bumpy.
I bet.
You know, we talk about 2020, like it was just this singular event,
Right.
but COVID really just like
Yeah.
poured gasoline on a fire that was already burning.
Absolutely.
Like the supply chain was already
Has already a mess.
little shaky.
Yeah, and COVID just like blew it up, you know?
Exactly.
It showed just how fragile that system really was.
Like,
Like the article talks about how
okay.
demand for air travel just fell off a cliff.
Oh,
Airlines are scrambling, they're
yeah.
swapping planes left and right,
Really?
trying to avoid having to buy new parts.
Wow.
And then you've got this whole interconnected web
Right?
of suppliers, right?
Yeah.
From mines to
Yeah, a
refineries,
lot.
parts manufacturer.
Yeah, it's easy to forget how complex that web is.
Oh, yeah.
We think airplane parts and we
Yeah.
don't think about like
Yeah, we don't think about this
the
entire supply chain
yeah,
behind it.
to a global network.
Right. And it all just grinds to a halt.
And lockdowns and closures, they didn't discriminate.
Nope, they affected everything.
Like, it didn't
It
matter
was a
if you
mess.
made a tiny thing
Yeah.
or you mined the materials,
Any place
everything.
was impacted.
The article gives this example. There's this mine, right? It's in like some remote corner of the world, and it shuts down. And suddenly,
Well,
this crucial alloy
what is it?
that you need for like engine components,
Really?
impossible to find,
Just like that?
just like that, gone
Wow.
because of one mine.
So like
It's a mess.
that's the Jenga tower. You
You
pull out the wrong
the
block
whole thing falls
and
apart.
it's over.
Exactly.
So like how do you even begin to fix that?
Well, the article uses this analogy of a machine, right? Like a giant machine that's been abruptly shut off, and you can't just
Hit the power button.
flip the switch and have it magically start working again, right? It's not like my computer.
No, not at all.
Where you just
it's slow,
yeah,
it's expensive,
yeah,
and it requires
oh, here we go,
specialized skills to get it up and running.
They're in short supply.
Exactly. We're talking highly trained technicians, engineers, logistics experts.
Yeah.
And the pandemic didn't magically create more of those.
That's a really good point.
Like, you can't just snap your fingers.
You can't just make them appear.
Exactly.
So given all of that,
yeah,
is there a light at the end of the runway?
You know,
what can be done?
The article does offer
okay.
a glimmer of hope.
Oh, okay. I like hope.
Right. It highlights some potential solutions.
I'm listening. What are they?
Alfred Bombush.
Okay.
Who's an executive at Mainpoint.
Okay.
Which is a consulting firm.
Gotcha.
He outlines four key strategies.
Give them to me.
To kind of get this bird back in the air.
Okay. I like it.
So to speak.
What's the game plan?
First up, fresh business roadmap.
What's that mean?
Everybody's got to be on the same page.
Okay.
Procurement, logistics, leadership.
So break it down.
They need to map out a clear path forward.
Got it.
It's about collaboration.
Right.
Getting everyone on the same team.
Collaboration is key. I like it.
Exactly. The second thing.
Okay. What's number two?
Data, data, data.
Oh, here we go.
It's not enough to just track the parts. We need to anticipate the needs.
So less reacting, more predicting.
Exactly. And yeah. you use that data to make smarter decisions.
Yeah, that makes sense.
About inventory, lead times, all of it.
So we're using data.
Data is king.
To like be proactive instead of reactive.
Precisely.
Okay, I like it. What's number three?
This one builds on that idea
okay.
of communication.
Definitely.
It's about improving the visibility
between
suppliers and customers.
Like what they can see each other's inventory.
Imagine a system where everyone has real-time insights.
Yeah.
Inventory, production status.
So you don't have to
delays.
Pick up the phone and be like,
exactly.
Where's my stuff?
No more frantic phone call.
I like it. What's number four?
This one is interesting.
Okay, hit me.
Because it's kind of like zooming out,
okay.
looking at the bigger picture.
What do you mean?
It focuses on the economic recovery of related industries like automotive,
okay.
transportation.
Gotcha.
As those industries recover,
yeah.
it should ease some of the pressure.
On the aerospace industry.
Exactly. It's all connected.
Right. It's all one big system.
Big, big interconnected system.
So those are kind of
yeah.
the long-term strategies.
Right. The big picture stuff.
But what about right now?
Yeah. What are people doing today?
Like, what are companies doing today to try and fix this?
Well, that's where things get really interesting.
Oh, yeah. I like interesting.
The article highlights some really cool innovation.
Okay. I'm listening.
Especially in forecasting.
Oh, like predicting the future.
Exactly. AAR, for example.
Okay. I've heard of them.
They're using data to predict what parts will be needed, when, and where.
So instead of waiting for something to break,
right.
they're anticipating demand.
Exactly.
Which is really important with those
especially
300-day lead times we talked about.
Yeah, huge.
Like, that's got to be crucial.
Absolutely. They're taking the guesswork out.
Yeah.
And the article also talks about Rusty Coleman again.
Okay, from Serger.
From Serger, right?
Yeah.
He sees tech as a total game changer.
Like what kind of tech?
He's really into the Internet of Things.
Okay.
AI, blockchain, that kind of stuff.
It does feel like all of those things are kind of popping up everywhere you look.
It's the future.
But it's good to hear that it's not about replacing people.
Right.
It's about supporting them.
Exactly. It's about empowering those workers.
So it's not automating jobs away?
It's about making their jobs easier. More efficient.
So they can focus on the stuff.
Exactly.
The important stuff.
Like the human element.
Exactly.
So we've talked about the problems.
Right.
The potential solutions.
Yeah.
The power of technology.
It's a lot.
Are there any companies actually making progress, though?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, give me some names.
So the article highlights a few.
Okay.
But one that really stood out.
Okay.
Kellstrom Aerospace.
Okay. And what are they doing? So the article highlights a few.
But one that really stood out.
Okay, well.
Kellstrom Aerospace.
Okay, and what are they doing?
They're like killing it in the parts distribution game.
Okay, how?
They're boasting a 98% plus fill rate.
98%, so they're...
That's almost unheard of.
Almost always half the part.
Pretty much, yes.
That's wild. How are they doing that?
Well, a couple of things.
There was a lead on me.
First off, they've got some serious backing.
What do you mean?
They're backed by this huge private equity firm.
Oh, so they have. So they've got the financial muscle.
Money to burn.
To really invest in their inventory?
Yeah, because if you're always worried about the bottom line, you can't.
Exactly. Most companies can't do that.
And make those big picture investments.
Exactly.
So what else are they doing?
They're not just throwing money around, though.
Okay, so they're strategic.
They're smart about it.
How so?
They developed this whole proprietary inventory forecasting tool
So they
that
can
can
predict demand.
predict what they need and when. Very
Exactly.
cool.
And on top of that,
Okay.
they've got this really
Oh, what
strong
is it?
used surplus material business,
Oh, so they're like,
which means they can offer high quality used part
yeah, to like,
at really competitive prices.
budget airlines.
Everyone wins.
I like it. It's like turning trash into treasure.
Right. Making the most of what's already out there.
So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have. It's a complex issue.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
Lots of moving parts.
But like, why does this even matter?
What do you mean? Like, for the average person, why does the aerospace supply chain matter?
That's a fair point. Most people
I
just
just want to get on the plane and
exactly.
get to my destination.
You assume it's all going to work.
Right. I just assume it'll work.
But a healthy aerospace supply chain impacts everyone.
Really? How so?
Think about it this way.
Okay.
When the system is running smoothly,
Yeah.
repairs are faster.
Which means fewer delays,
Exactly. Less time stuck at the gate.
which nobody wants,
Nobody wants that.
and it helps stabilize prices.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So no more.
Hopefully, no more crazy expensive airfares. Fingers
Ish.
crossed,
It's
right?
like you don't know what you got till it's gone.
That's a good way to put it.
We take it for granted
Do-de-do.
that we have this system
Yeah, that you could just book a flight
that works,
and it generally works.
relatively speaking,
Relatively.
and beyond the convenience factor.
Right, because it's more than just that.
There's like the bigger picture stuff.
Exactly. Remember Baum Bush
Yeah.
from Maine Pointe, the consultant guy?
He argued that a healthier supply chain
Yeah.
leads to more innovation.
What? How so?
Well, if the foundation is strong,
Okay.
companies can focus on the future.
Instead of putting out fires.
Exactly. So more
A new
R&D,
plane?
maybe even entirely new types of aircraft.
That'd be cool.
It's all possible.
Wow, so this isn't just about
It's about the future of flight.
keeping the current planes in the air.
It's about what comes next.
So the aerospace supply chain,
It's a mess.
it's facing some headwinds,
A lot of challenges.
but people are working on it.
The industry is trying to find solutions.
Yeah, and it sounds like
It's not all doom and gloom.
there's some hope on the horizon.
There's definitely hope.
Well, that's good to hear.
Right? It's an exciting time for aviation.
It is. And it sounds like data is going to play a huge role
Data is key.
in making it all work.
Absolutely, it's the future.
Well, I learned a lot today. Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure. Always happy to talk shop.
And to all of you listening out there,
Safe travels, everyone.
that's it for this deep dive into the aerospace supply chain.
Until next time.
Catch you all in the next one.